Okay. Don't freak out. Yes, I have gills. No, I said don't freak out. Okay, you're freaking out. Go ahead. Scream that you saw a fish man. No one will believe you. Do you know how many people have seen me? All green and blue and scaly. Loads. But no one talks about it. Because no one believes it. See? Now you're quiet. Because you know I'm right. No one is going to believe you if you tell them you saw me. So, if you don't mind, I actually need some help. What? No, I'm not a siren. I'm not going to lure you to your death. I'm caught in some fishing line, and I need help getting out of it. Do you have some scissors or something on hand? It's caught in the fins on my back. Don't get squeamish now. It's simple. Just cut the line. What do you mean you don't have scissors? Who doesn't carry scissors with them or a knife? I thought that was a thing you humans always had with you. It's the middle of the night. Just go get them and come back. I'll wait here. Your car can't be that far, and we're the only people on this beach. Just go get them, and be quick. You can't be on the sand for too long. It dries up my skin. Oh, come on, hurry up. The sand chafes. There we go. Come on. Cut it out, please. It's starting to dig in. Thanks. See you later. Oh, shit. I should... They look shook up. Maybe I should comfort them? Tell them I mean them no harm or something. I'm not an alien, but... Seems like the polite thing to do. I'm not coming back on the shore, just... Look, I'm not going to come back and hurt you or have a sea witch curse you or something. I appreciate that you helped me, but I really can't stick around. It's not safe for me, you know. No, you're not dreaming, I swear. Oh, what? Do you think you know everything? Of course we exist. And don't call me a mermaid. I'm not a mermaid. If anything, I'm more fishy and definitely not a maid. Look, the water is warm. Just wait out here to me. It's not that deep here. I'm just not really standing straight at the moment. Gotta keep the gills underwater, you know? Oh. Oh, you didn't hesitate. Getting over your shock. See? Definitely not dreaming. Here, touch my arm. It won't hurt you, it's just an arm. Albeit it's covered in scales, but still an arm. Don't touch the gills, please. It's not polite. It doesn't hurt, no. It's more like... I don't know. You're the first human to touch me. I don't know what this would feel like for you. You want me to touch you? I don't know about that. I know you think you're being nice or whatever, but... I just wanted you to know that the 7-foot fishman in the lake was nothing to be scared of. That's all. You can... touch more of me if you need to assure yourself. Oh, okay, maybe not there. Goddess, you are not shy at all, are you? I don't know how to explain these things to you. Do you have to ask so many questions? This seems over the top. I should just leave and... Okay. I won't go. I think you're really over your shock now, if you have it in you to be so demanding. This is a change of heart if I ever heard one. What? Do you want to be... friends? You have to be kidding me. No, I really think you are kidding me. There's no way you mean that. This isn't a movie, and just because fishmen seem to be the new big thing with you humans doesn't mean that we... Oh my goddess, your hands should not be going there. Not that it feels bad, but first the gills, and now... Well, no, you can't see anything yet. Are you really sure about doing this? You have no idea what it'll be like. I could hurt you even. Well, no, there are no barbs on my, appendage. But still, it's not like I've done this with a human before. It's like copulating for the first time all over again. Well, what word am I supposed to use? Please don't say cock or something else ridiculous. I'm clearly not human, and comparing my genitalia to one of your men's would be, well, unfair to your men. You're right. It doesn't matter. Oh. All right. Things are going to change here shortly since you're not stopping. Plus, I don't want you to stop. So you're going to need some guidance, I think. You've clearly got the location down. That must be familiar from your other human men. Exactly. Those ridges you feel are protection. But when you touch, it's like... Well... It feels the same way as when you ran your hand over my gills. Like sparkles on top of breaking waves. Or being on a good hunt. My, cock, to use your term, is just underneath there. I'm a bit of a romantic. Showy language is who I am. Don't make fun of a man when he's vulnerable. I'm trying to teach you about my people. Our bodies, anyway. Ugh, fucking humans. I am not going near that obvious and terrible joke. Aren't we supposed to be doing something here, or did I misunderstand your intentions? Excellent. Now, how do I make you feel good? I can do that. I've never had the chance to explore a human like this. Your skin is so soft and pliable. I'm all scales and plates and gills, but you're delicate and warm. This lake is warm in the summer, but my kind are all cold-blooded. We sleep all winter, hibernate really, and our bodies are chill. Your warmth is very pleasing. Strange for me to see shoulders without fins or gills or spikes on them. I like it. Your shape is fluid, graceful even. Your chest especially, so soft and smooth. We have plates to protect our hearts, but you are so vulnerable. Every inch of you is bared under my hands. your fingers are soft, too. I have claws and webs, but your fingers are so small and dexterous and insistent. They feel amazing. Keep doing that. Fuck, wait a second. Wait. I know seeing an appendage like this isn't exactly normal for you, but I need a moment before your hands explore my body more. When it first comes out, it's sensitive. Don't do that. Take some pity. You don't need to flatter me. I'm well aware I'm larger than the average man in many ways. Show me where to touch you. How to please you. There? Interesting. Well, your bathing clothes will need to be removed. Good thing I have claws. Wondrous. Try to be still. The last thing I want to do is harm that delicate skin. My claws are sharp, so be wary. Just one finger between your legs as requested. You're very warm here. This is the spot you spoke of, correct? It is like a little pearl. Even though you're from the land, there's still something familiar in you. A little bit of the sea nestled right between your legs. You're definitely enjoying this. The smallest and softest of touches, with my claws of all things. And your skin is flushed and your breathing sharp. Even my strangeness doesn't deter you. I find it admirable. You let nothing stand between you and the pleasure you seek. Oh, watching your hips buck is an unexpected pleasure. My kind is less mobile during lovemaking, less vocal. You are the opposite. I could listen to you moan for an age and a half. Yes, please. I don't think I can wait much longer. I'd like to have your hands, well, wherever you want to put them. Your kind does not have ridges? Interesting. I think you will find them enjoyable. They're made to please our partners. Tell me, what would we do next were I human? I can accommodate that. A lifetime of swimming is not made for a weak body. Come here. Wrap your legs around me. Well done. Just make sure you don't lose your balance. I'll make sure you don't fall. Oh. Oh, your skin is so hot, so soft against me. I never suspected that it might be like this. You're overwhelming me. Please, go easy. Oh. Oh. Grinding against me like that is not going easy. You are a minx. Just stop grinding and give me a moment. Oh, I told you. The ridges are there to please you. But grinding against them is not their most effective use. Imagine how much better it would feel inside of you. Every bump and ridge stretching you out and filling you up in a way no man, no human man, ever could. Are you ready for me, my secret pearl? Oh, thank the goddess. I cannot wait any longer. Oh. Oh. Goddess, you are so fucking tight. Look at me, Pearl. You are exquisite, rare, and so beautiful. Be gentle with the gills. Stroke down. Oh. Oh. Didn't I tell you you would enjoy this? Try not to be so surprised with your own reaction. Give in to it. Let my newness feed into your passions as I fill you and claim you. Neither of us will be the same after this. I'm afraid I'm going to need you to come and visit me often, just so I can be inside of you again. Your heat and your flushed skin. Oh, delicious body. I can't go back to hard edges and stiffness. Not after this. This heat. Oh. You feel it, don't you? Every time I pull out of you and slide back in, ridges scraping against your core and brushing over your folds. So alien to you, and so right. No, don't deny it. This is right. Strange, but more right than anything else in this world. Oh. Humans climax, don't they? And you're about to. No arguing. I can see it in every line of your body. Feel it. Feel me and be mine. My pearl, release. Be mine with me deep inside of you. Oh, I'm going to. I am going to. Goddess. Oh. no. No, don't move yet. Oh, let me hold you for a while longer. The water will wash things away. Just be with me. Curious to the end, aren't you? Save your questions. I don't think I could form an answer that makes sense at the moment. You can always ask them the next time I see you. Of course. I'm no siren, but I know a good thing when I see it. You are mine now. I intend to keep you all to myself, my pearl.